Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Hold on, Colt. Hold on. Here we go. Come on. Let's go outside. Whoa. Man, Colt. Hey, Colt. What are you doing? Come here. What do you think? Colty, look at the snow. Don't you think it's cold out here? Don't you think I should ask Steve Dale about it? Huh? What do you think? Inside. Let's go inside. Come on. Oh, man. I better ask Steve Dale about this. I mean, really. 720 WGN. John Landegger at 9 minutes after 6 o'clock. That was, of course, our mobile unit out there going out of my back door with my doggy coat, Colt, earlier today. And wow, what a perfect day to get you on, Steve. A perfect day for the topic. It's certainly not a perfect day in anybody's estimation, unless, of course, maybe you're a polar bear. But, it's cold. So we're going to talk about, Steve's the one that's going to talk about it, how to take care of your pets in weather like this. And if you have any questions for Steve, be sure to pass them along at the number everybody knows, 312-981-7200. That's 312-981-7200. But first of all, let's spend just a little bit of time, Steve, if you can, filling us in on these new breeds that have been recognized by the American Kennel Club. A Moody, M-U-D-I, I believe, and a Russian Toy. Who are they?
Absolutely.
What are they?
Absolutely right, John. How are you, besides freezing?
I'm fine, thank you. And you, sir?
I am wearing layers even inside.
Yeah, I know.
In case I need to go outside.
I hear you. Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, these aren't new dog breeds. What the American Kennel Club does every year, over the past 5 or 6 years they've been doing this, they add a breed or two or three to their list of recognized breeds, of which there are several hundred now. However, there are many more around the world. These are not particularly common dogs. They are not dogs that you see every day in the dog park. Of course, it's so cold out, you wouldn't want to see any dog in the dog park necessarily. So the Moody, M-U-D-I, is correct. And that is a dog that originated in Hungary. It's a herding dog, a very beautiful dog with a coat that's reminiscent in many ways, though longer hair, but coloration-wise, of the possibilities for, say, an Australian cattle dog.
Yeah.
It's built a little leaner, but it's about the same size also of an Australian cattle dog. The Russian toy dog, I'm not talking Russian politics here, but this is a very cute dog. They are reminiscent of Papillons. So if you know those little butterfly, actually not so little butterfly ears that Papillons have. Papillon means butterfly, by the way, in French, and that's how the dogs were named. This could be, I don't know how to say butterfly in Russian, but whatever that word is in Russian, this could be that dog. They look very much like it, and very much like Papillons, have an attitude about them. So they're small dogs, but they have a big dog attitude.
And I understand from reading about their addition to the Kennel Club that there has to be a certain amount of these breeds residing in the United States before they can even be considered. Is that right? Got that right?
So I think the number, I kind of looked it up, it's now 199 breeds recognized by the American Kennel Club.
Yeah.
The World Kennel Club that recognizes over 300 breeds.
Mm.
And yes, that the organization, so the National Moody Club of America, or whatever they are called, that breed club that represents that breed and also the Russian toy breed.
Mm-hmm.
Both of those breed clubs have to petition the American Kennel Club and say, we're ready, we really want this. And once they do that, the American Kennel Club looks at their petition. Do they have a sufficient number of breeding dogs? And do they want it? And frankly, if it's the American Kennel Club, personally, I suggest they're also thinking, will it make money for us? But that's what they look at. So at the next major dog show you go to, you may see one of these dogs. You may not, because there aren't a lot of them.
I gotcha. Stay on the line there, Steve. We can return to the Moody and the Russian toy if we want to. And if you have any questions about how to take care of animals with the weather that we're experiencing, Steve's the guy to talk to. And the way that you can talk to him is give us a call at 312-981-7200 if you care to. 720 WGN. Yeah, it's cold enough for everybody. 18 minutes after 6 o'clock with John Landecker, and we're talking with our friend and pet behavior savant, if you will, Steve Dale. The topic, if you care to join in, is how to take care of your animals during this kind of weather. So why don't we just get into that? Because you have a great article, actually a couple of them. You have a great article there with Betty White, which I wanted to mention, because you had an association with her for decades, really, right?
Yeah. She was the real deal. I mean, as far as the animal world, I mean, clearly,
yes.
As far as her comedic talents go, we don't even need to, yes, of course. But she would tell me and tell other people who interviewed her, she loved doing TV, she loved working, she never wanted to stop working. But that was to support her, what she called, quote unquote, her animal habit.
Yeah.
And she called herself a crazy animal lady, not so crazy at all. She was a director of the Morris Animal Foundation for many decades. And she would come to meetings so well prepared. She knew her stuff. I recall talking to her once at a American Humane, I was on their board, American Humane Association event. And we were talking about feline leukemia. I mean, who would talk about that with Betty White, you know? But she knew about it, and she knew that the organization that she was a director for, what role that organization played in creating the vaccine, what role the organization I'm on the board of created the knowledge that this is a retrovirus, and we're talking pretty technical here about feline disease, and she knew her stuff.
Yeah, I know. She was a beautiful person, a beautiful individual. We've got Mike at 312-981-7200 is calling in from Woodridge. Hey, Mike, you're on. Good evening.
Hey, good evening. How are you?
Good, thank you. You got a question for Steve?
I have a question for Steve. So I have an Amstaff, American Staffordshire Terrier.
Sure.
We don't like to call her a pit bull. And she is a sweetheart. But every time I take her out in this weather, she looks confused. She won't poop. She wants to go to the park. I try to tell her it's too cold, but she's just so playful. I don't know what to do with her. She's driving me nuts.
Well, some dogs, especially larger dogs, actually do. They get this like hidden energy that comes out in this weather. I mean, they wait for it. And we're talking about Huskies and Malamutes and Newfoundlands and even Labrador Retrievers and Golden Retrievers. They just love this weather, and I said that hesitantly for a reason. So when it's 30 degrees or 25 or 20 degrees, that's way different than when we're talking single digits. Mm. And even if the dog appears to enjoy that single-digit weather, I'm concerned for the dog's safety. Dogs do get frostbite, and until John Landecker comes up with a way you could put a mitten on the dog's tail, that can get frostbitten. Those long ears of maybe your breed or basset hounds, more specifically, because they're always dragging on the ground, they can get frostbitten. Their paws can get frostbitten. And I am now, a dog like that should wear a sweater or coat when it's this cold. Maybe not when it's 35 degrees. A small dog, which we're not talking about with you, but I mean a toy dog, they need a coat or a jacket. They cannot maintain body heat. My magic number for that, which is kind of random, I admit, excuse me, is 32 degrees or below. My point, though, is you have to step in because you know what's best. But you said also your dog, did you say your dog won't do business when it's this cold?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Yeah, so.
Yeah. I mean, she loves the cold and the snow, but Once she gets out there and feels the sting on her paws, she does not want to have anything to do with it.
Mm.
So what happens with her paws? I didn't hear you. I'm sorry.
A sting.
She gets outside sting on the paws. And feels the sting on her paws.
Oh, sure. Well, it hurts. So a dog like that would benefit maybe by booties. You begin to acclimate the dog indoors before even taking the dog outdoors. The reality is when it's this cold out, you have to put the leash on the dog. You have to reward the dog as if the dog was a puppy when the dog does go potty. Put the leash on so the dog doesn't run everywhere and doesn't get...
John Landecker, and in the time that we have left, let's get back to Steve Dale and talk to him about... In the time we have left, Steve, which is about 3 minutes or so, what would you like to emphasize in the care of pets in this kind of weather?
Okay. Sure. So I want to finish answering the question because it's a common one. If the dog doesn't want to do business outside because it is so darn cold, you have a smart dog. I mean, who would want to? So you put the dog on the leash. Just don't let the dog wander off and hope the dog does business. Also, that way the dog gets more of an opportunity to be cold. You want to do hit and run. You want to be out there for your benefit and mostly the dog's, not that long, right? So a leash is on, the dog does business, if you're lucky. You give the dog a treat immediately, and then maybe go back in the house and then have to go back outside to do either number one or number two, depending on which the dog didn't do the first time around. And
you know,
some dogs do number two twice a day, now you're maybe down to once a day.
Well, I have to tell you, my dog Colt, who usually takes his good as much time as he wants sniffing the ground on a regular day before doing his business. In this weather, he's like out there, I have him on a leash, and he's ready to go just about right away and turn around and come back in. And that has to be because of the temperature. I mean, I just have a feeling there's a danger taking an animal out for any kind of extended period of time when it's like this.
When it's like this, I agree with you.
Yeah.
You know, so as I said, when it's 20 or 30 out, or even a bit colder than that, the Huskies, the Malamutes, Arctic dogs, they're having the time of their life. But this is getting, like, really cold, and dogs aren't acclimated to it either. You know, our dogs are mostly indoors, as they should be, and therefore they're not accustomed to this kind of weather. Another question that I get is when dogs do that little dance when they're walking down the street, it's often the street salt, use pet-friendly salt, but your neighbors may not. A little secret is Musher's Secret Paw Wax. That's available online at some pet stores, or Pam, the cooking spray. Not a flavored Pam, just the regular Pam. And you can, at least for a while, what that does is the ice and the salt and everything seems to slide off their paws.
Are you kidding?
3 mile, no.
Really?
It doesn't work on, doesn't work. I wouldn't lie. It doesn't work on a 2 mile walk. But if you're going a block or two, it can be beneficial. Even more beneficial for dogs that'll wear them and people that'll use them are those booties.
Well, I know that there are the booties, but I've tried the booties before, and the dog doesn't like the booties. I mean, I've had multiple breeds, multiple booties, and I've yet to meet the breed that I've got anyway that enjoys having those booties on. And by the time we've gone maybe 10 steps, one or two of those booties is gone, and it's not coming back.
The booty thing is a tough thing. It's always tough to get a good booty. So the paws, PAWZ, rubber dog boots, they are sometimes a struggle to put on. They're like the balloon ones, the plastic ones.
Gotcha.
But they seem to stay on longer. Velcro actually seems to work better in the booty world as well. But I know when it comes to knowing about booties, you do too.
Yes. Steve, we have unfortunately reached the end of our talk for tonight.
Yes.
And